You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Maiken Scott, and right now we're talking about the power of human connection. Sometimes just being there and being present for another person can make a really big difference. At a recent Story Slam, pediatrician Stephen Ludwig of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia recounted a tragic event that required him to switch religions for a little while to comfort a young couple.
It had been a long, hard winter evening in the pediatric emergency department. High volume, high acuity, and high stress. It was a night where all the lines of communication between staff and families seemed to be tangled. But eventually, everything worked out, and everyone was well cared for. I sat down to complete and countersign some charts while savoring a cup of coffee when the pre-hospital system alert rang out. It announced that we were about to receive a two-month-old with no vital signs. The paramedics swooped in with a small baby. The cold night air filled the resuscitation room, and we started to try to reanimate the baby. It was almost certain from the start of this effort that it would not be successful. The baby's body was already cold and almost stiff, and it appeared as if she had been dead for a while. The parents arrived to be greeted with the most tragic news a parent could receive. They had lost their little girl. The reaction was one of complete devastation. This seemed like a case of sudden infant death syndrome, one of the most cruel fates a family could endure. After the exhilaration of childbirth and the hard first few weeks, and now this. The parents were a young African-American couple, he a city worker and she a preschool teacher. They lived near the hospital in West Philadelphia. They held the dead child in their arms, spoke to her, and rocked her tenderly. Both sadness and admiration for them filled my heart. After a while, I asked if they would like me to call family or a clergyman to say a final prayer. They explained that they were Baptist, but their congregation had just lost the minister, so that they had no one to call. They looked at me asking, "Could you say the prayer? Could you, man? Could you, man?" And mistakenly in my ears, I heard the word human. But there was a problem that quickly contaminated their simple request. I was Jewish, and I knew that the prayer that they wanted and the one that they needed involved the blessing of Jesus. And that might be some kind of spiritual conflict of interest for me. I flashed back to my grandmother sitting at our kitchen table when I was 7 or 8 years old and asking why couldn't we have a Christmas tree. The look on her face, I might have just as well been asking for Adolf Hitler to come over for Sabbath dinner. But my grandmother had been dead a number of years, and I was far from 7 years old. I had seen our hospital chaplain conduct prayers many times before. And by this time, many aunts and uncles and cousins had arrived, each one bursting in with a new torrent of tears and questions of why and how could this happen. After a while, I gathered us in a circle around the infant's body and began my prayer in quiet, unconfident tones. But in the true Baptist fashion, I heard words of encouragement from the mourners. "Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, Lord." And suddenly I felt like a junior Martin Luther King on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. I pushed on to the end of my prayer. "In Jesus' name, amen." They said their final goodbyes, and I hugged them as they left the emergency department. I had another vision of my grandmother, and she was smiling.
Oh.
Stephen Ludwig is a pediatrician at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, and he told this story as part of the University of Pennsylvania's Health Equity Story Slam. Paige Flager produced this piece.